Okay, let's begin with Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Beis. The Perek is broken up into two. Part of it is connected to the previous Perek, all about Sanherev and Chizkiyo. After Sanherev has been destroyed, Chizkiyo is the king, and we read about what happens, the greatness of Chizkiyo, and the second half of the Perek will be related to what happens after that, probably alluding to the Churban that will happen a number of years after Chizkiyo was king. So we start off with Perek Lamed Beis as we get back into Sefer Yeshayo. Hein Latzedek Yimlach Melech. A king will be king for tzedek, for righteousness. Ulis sarim lemishpat yashoru. And officers will be appointed for mishpat. What is this saying? So Rashi explains, as well as the Malbim explains, it's a rhetorical question. Is it the king appointed for tzedek? And who's the greatest example of that? Chizkiyo HaMelech, one of the greatest kings that we've ever had. Rashi says, hein ein mishpat melech limlo, ki im lasos mishpat tzedek. That's the goal of what a king is about. And that's exactly what Chizkiyo was. The Malbim writes on the first pasuk, "Hu lo malach ba'avur milchamos v'kibush amim, rak ba'avur atzedek u'ba'avur sheyashgiach al asarim sheyanigu sfarasim b'mishpat." He wanted to be a good king for the Am and also to be a good leader for the officers. Right? The Rambam describes this at length in Sefer Shoftim and Hilchos Malachim, all about the rights of a king and the responsibilities of a king. Right? We discussed in the past whether a king is an ideal or not. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, both in Parsha Shoftim and in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, and Shmuel Hanavi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were both very upset about it. The question is, how could they be upset if it's a mitzvah in Chumash to appoint a king? The Rambam starts off, right, Hilchos Malachim, that there is a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, Shalosh mitzvos nisavu Yisrael, Peshas nisav l'aretz. There are three mitzvahs that were commanded when we go into Eretz Yisrael. The first one, Libnos lahem melech, Shneemar, Som tasim alecha melech. So, is a king something positive or not? That is a question. But, they're definitely purposes. What is the purpose of a king? Says the, what is he supposed to think about from his vantage point? There's a lot of halachas that apply to him. Says the Rambam, Kederach shechalach lo akasav kavod gadol v'chayev akol bechvodo kach tziva liot libo bekirbo shafel v'chalal. But the king's own heart has to be low and empty, Shneemar, as the pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, V'libi chalal b'kirbi, V'lo yino gasus lev b'Yisrael yosem idai. Don't go overboard into what you think that you're greater than everybody else. Shneemar, L'vilti rum avavo me'achav, V'yehe chonein umarachem l'ktanam uludulam. You have to be compassionate from the smallest to the biggest. V'yetzei v'yavo b'cheftseim ubetovasam. Everything that they want, try to be for their good. V'yachos al kavod katan shib Rabim, you got to speak softly. You have so much power. The king has unbelievable power and authority, but he has to try to be the tremendous, most humble person. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a king. And he himself said, "Who are we?" Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, like a mother suckles her child. That's how a king has to carry the am. Ro'ek karo hakasim. The Torah calls us a shepherd. He calls him a shepherd. Lirot biyakov avdo. V'darko shal ro'am mefurash b'kabbalah karoa edro yireb izro'o yikabe slom u'b'chiko yisa alot yinahel. And that's in the end of Perek Beis of Malachim. And the Rambam, and then the Perek Dalid also has a line that he might have gotten from our Perek, where the Rambam says there, Ubachol elu advarim, dinayim din of din, Ubachol you, myself l'shem shemayim. He has to make sure he's always l'shem shemayim. V'tia machshavto, umaga maso laharim das ha'emes. What is the purpose of a king? To raise up the truthful religion. Ulamalos ha'olam tzedek, to fill the world with righteousness. That's our pasuk. V'lishbar zroa harishayim ulehilchalim b'lachamos Hashem. To break the arms of the wicked, to fight the wars of Hashem. She'ein mamlichin melech tchila el lasos mishpat u'milchama. She'ne'mar b'shafteinu malkeinu v'yetzei lefaneinu v'nilcham es milchamoseinu. So all of that, or at least some of that, the Rambam might have gotten from this pasuk here in Sefer Yeshayo. Hein letzedek yimloch melech for tzidkus, for righteousness. That is exactly what the purpose is of a king, as we just expanded upon it. V'hayah ha'ish, and this man that Yeshayo lived in the same time period as Chizkiyo HaMelech. Melech, right? We know the conversations that took place. He tells Chizkiyo, don't worry about Sancheriv. He tells Chizkiyo, when he's on his deathbed, he thinks he's going to die, he says, have a child, don't worry, as the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud, Bahadi Kafshi Rachman Alamalach, right? You don't think you should have a child because you see he's going to be a terrible Rasha, but that's not your business. Have a child and you'll have another 15 years. Added onto your life. So all of that was between Yishayahu and Chizkiyo. So here Yishayahu says, V'ayayish, this man, kimachave ruach, v'seiser zarem, he will be like a cover, a protection from the wind and from the storms for Klal Yisrael. Kepal gemayim b'tzayon, like water in a very dry, arid area. B'tzel, Sela kaved be'eretz ayefa, like the shade of a big rock in a very dried out land. And this is what Chizkiyo is going to be. If you think about it, the depth of this, it's the king, as Rabbi Schwab expands upon this also, is a protection from without and an inspiration from within. He is protecting machvei ruach, a place to run to and to protect, but also kapagei mayim b'tzayon, like water, giving water. Giving water is nourishment, right? As the Gemara says in Baba Kama, in mayim el Torah, the king has to be the source of a source, not the source, one of the major sources of Torah in the nation, and that symbolizes by the water in a dry area. V'lo tishena eni roam, and during that time, Yishayahu Navi is prophesizing, during the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech, when everything gets back on the upswing, the eyes won't be turned away, the eyes that used to be turned away from Torah, and from what the prophets, the Nevi'im wanted to say, they used to be turned away, but now they won't be turned away. V'aznei shomim tikshavna, and the ears will want to hear, well, we've already had once or twice. If you look back in Perek Vav, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, we already had that Yishayahu says his own generation, people don't listen, their eyes are closed, their ears are closed. We said Vav Yud, Hashmei Leva Amazeh, the heart of the nation has gotten fat. Vaznavach Beid Veinav Hasha, its ears have gotten heavy, its eyes have gotten closed. This is exactly the opposite of what is being forecast for what's going to happen in the days of Chizkiyo. They're going to have their eyes open, they're going to have their ears open. We also discussed just a few prakim ago in Parachav Tes, in Pasuk Tes and Yud, that people are dafka going to they're going to walk around as if they're sleepwalking, right? That was the parak about Mitzvah Anashim Melu Mada. That was in Parachav Tes. Right? What did the pasuk say there? Ki nasach aleichem Hashem ruach tardema vayatim es einechem. Your eyes will be closed. As Nevi'im es Rosheichem achozim kisa. You've closed your eyes to listening and to seeing the words of the Nevi'im. This is exactly the opposite. Yishayahu says in the times of Chizkiyo, our eyes are going to be open, our ears are going to be open. Ulavav nimharim yavin ladas, and the hearts of the nimharim will want to understand. Who are the nimharim? The Radak says the ksilim. They're the fools. The foolish people will get das. But others might say, and other mafarshim explain, nimharim for the word mahir, to be quick and fast. We're always running through life, and we don't stop to hear and to think and to do a cheshbon and nefesh. So those hearts we never focus, we'll be able to focus. Yavin ladas, we'll be able to have that. Uleshon ilgim to maher ladaber tzaches, and those who are unable to pronounce and to enunciate will be quick to be able to speak clearly. Meaning all of the senses will clearly be focused on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam uses ilgim in a number of places. Ileg is always used in the context of not being able to enunciate and to properly formulate. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfila uses this at least three times. Purely in Hilchas Tfila. Beginning of Hilchas Tfila, unusual, the Rambam talks about history. Only three or four places in all of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam talks about history. The Hilchas Avodah Zarah and Hilchas Kiddushin. Ishus, and here too, in Hilchas Tefila, the Rambam talks about a little history. He says, the beginnings of davening, you have to have the structure of davening, Shevach Makasha Hoda. And then he says, the Yesh Mispalel, people used to daven however they wanted. Whenever and however people wanted. Ad Ezra. From Moshe to Ezra until Ashek Nesakadola, Tefillah was flexible. Tefillah was whatever you wanted to daven and whenever. But Kiva Shigali Yisrael Bimei Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. But once we went into the Churban and Galus, Nisarvu Biparas V'Yavon V'Sharumos V'Noldulem Banim Ba'artos Agayim. We had children in exile. V'Osan Abanim Nisbalbala Svasam. Right, we didn't know how to talk. V'Yisvas Kolechad Be'echad Mu'ureves Milashonos Harbe. Right, people like now. People speak Yinglish. Yinglish is a little Yiddish, a little Hebrew, a little English, right? So it's not a language. It's put together. We wouldn't, weren't able. When we lived in Babel, we had a little of so many languages, and we couldn't formulate a prayer in one language. Ela b'shibush. Right, Shneamar ubneim chati medaber Ashdodis veinamakir medaber Yehudis ukalashon avam, and because of that we couldn't express ourselves properly. Umipnei zekshe echad meim is palal tekatzel lishono lishol chafatza v'lahagid shevach Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'lashon Hakodesh ashiyarvi mal lishono zacheros, and this was not the best thing in terms of praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Ezra and his Beis Din and Ashkenaz Gedolah got together and created what we call the Amida, the 19 brachos. Kidei, here's the line, sheyu ar orchos b'fiakol, so that it is set in the mouth of all, v'yil meduosam, and people will learn it, v'tia tfilas elu ha'algim, tfilas shlema, ketfilas bal ha'loshen ha'tzacha. So exactly our wording, our pasuk, the ilgim will turn into tzachus, that's what the Rambam says. That's why we have tfila. They created tfila in order to have a beautiful flowing and formulated tefillah. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam talks about this later on. Also, in two more places in Hilchos Tefillah, in Paraches, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam talks about Ches Yud Beis, Mi Chena Ileg, who should be the chazan? Someone who cannot pronounce the words properly should not be the chazan, says the Rambam. Kagon, and what are his mistakes? Right, halavai, we should only make these mistakes. Misha kore la ayin aleph, o la aleph ayin. If you don't pronounce that properly, v'chei misha ni yachol la hosias osios ketiknon. Ein mamanen oso shliat zibur. Right, that gets a little tricky. Bizman hazeh, when many of us don't pronounce the words properly. But there the Rambam also uses the lashon of ileg. And also in Perek Tes Vav, when he talks about birchas kohanim, we know birchas kohanim is in Hilchas Tefillah in the Rambam. Shisha dvarim monin nesias kapayim. Six things. Lashon, mum, avera, shanim, yayin, tumas yadayim. What's lashon? Ha'ilgin. Shein motzin es ha'osios ketiknon. Kigo shikorin la'alfin aynin. Aynin alfin. Shiboles. Siboles. Right, he gets that from Shoftim. V'chein kfei de pet, v'kfei de lashon, shein divrim nikarim lakol, ein nosin as kapayim. Kornim not to know how to pronounce. So that's all comes from this nevuah. Yishayahu Navi says that the Lashon of the Ilgim, when everybody knows so much Torah in the times of the Chizkiyo, will turn into Lashon Tzachas. Lo Yikari, and also at that time, people won't be able to hide behind a veneer and a facade of who they really are. Lo Yikari Ola Naval Nadiv, to the Naval, to the disgusting person. They won't be called any more than Nadiv, the very generous person. Ula Kilai Lo Yamer Shoah, to the miser, to the kilai, they won't be called the shoah, somebody who gives a ton. Right? These are opposites. How do you know these are opposites? Maybe again, this is where the Rambam got it from. The Rambam, very famously in Hilchos Deos, talks about one should not be an extremist in any midah, except for Kas and Gaiva. Those are the only two. Go away from Kas, go away from Gaiva. But the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Deos, there are some people that are very different extreme midos. Yesh adam shu bal chema kois tamid. Yesh adam shu daitom yushavas alavino kois klal. Yesh adam shu gvale biyoter. Yesh shu shaval ruachad ma'od. Yesh shu bal taiva. Yesh shu tar. It continues. But yeah, what are some of the examples? He says, some people use all their money. Some people give away all their money. V'al drachem elu shar kol adayas. Kagon maholel va'onein. Kilai v'shua. Those two are in our pasuk. Those are opposites. Achzari v'rachamon. Rachlevav v'amitzlev. And all of those, the Rambam discusses, and that's the Rambam where he says you should have to go into the Shvil Hazav. But the Yishayo is saying that when, in the times of Chizkiyo, when there was so much Torah going around, nobody could hide in terms of who they really were. Ki naval nevala yidaber, a naval will speak nevalim, v'libo yase oven lasos, and he'll always, yase oven, Yisrael will always be thinking of the sins to do, la'asos, chonef, to flatter inappropriately, uladaber l'Hashem, to'ah, to try to cause people to wander away from Hashem, laharik nefesh ra'ev, to empty out a hungry spirit, umashka tzameh yachzir. And somebody who's thirsty, make them more thirsty. Meaning these are the people that caused Bnei Yisrael to spiritually wander. These are the people that were hiding earlier in the earlier generations. In the times now that Yishayo is looking at. So in those generations, these are people who are causing other Jews to stray. But what's going to happen in the future is that they're all going to be seen for who they really are. The kelai kelav ra'im, the kelim that they have are bad kelim. The Radak says midos who zimos ya'at l'chabel aniyim b'imrei shaker. They're trying to destroy the meek ones with false claims. Ubedaver ebyon mishpat. And when it comes to ebyonim, the very destitute people, mishpat, justice. Ask Rav Schwab, what do you mean justice? Isn't that a good thing? What do you mean to have justice against the poor? So Rabbi Schwab says no. Sometimes, as the Gemara, he doesn't quote it, but as the Gemara says in Vamitzia Daf Lamed, Din Torah is also a little too extreme in certain cases. We have to sometimes go above and beyond. The Gemara says that one of the reasons the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was Donu Din Torah, and they didn't go Lifni Mishuras Adin. Says Rabbi Schwab, an example, if it would benefit him, he would dispose of a poor tenant with a large family in the middle of a bitter winter cold if he cannot pay his rent, or he would force a poor competitor out of business, or he would withhold, of course justifiably, a paycheck from a poor employee, while he himself lives in splendor. For after all, says the Kelai, business is business, and the law is the law. So that's also a negative of Ubedava Avion Mishpat, pure Mishpat. No, that's not what's going to happen. Says Yeshayo in the times of Chizkiyo, V'nadiv Nidivot Ya'atz, the one who is very generous is going to give generosity, but who on the devout Yakum, and that will stand. And as we know, we discussed in previous Prakim, that the state in the times of Chizkiyah was unbelievable, and it was almost Ra'ui to have Mashiach. Maybe it was right to have Mashiach. It's just that the generation wasn't didn't merit. The Gemara's formulation in Sanhedrin of Sali Dalit is that if Chizkiyah would have sung Shira at that time after what happened to the 185,000 soldiers of Sancheriv, they didn't wake up. If he would have sung Shira, then everything, Mashiach would have come, and that would have been Gogu Magog, Vechulu. But he didn't. We discussed in the past why he didn't sing Shira. Maybe in his point, he was on such a high level. From his point of view, it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teva, Neis, it was all equal. So that's why he didn't sing Shira. One of the upshotim is the Sfas Emes. But either way, that's, we know what happened. Mashiach did not come at that time. Pikei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to read the Gemara, Sanhedrin Sadi Dalet, Pikei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassus Chizkiyahu Mashiach, Sancherev Golu Magog, Omra Midas Hadin Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael, Sha'amar Kamash Yiras Kesesh Bachos Lefanecha. In the days of David, who sung so many songs in front of you, Lo Asito Mashiach, Chizkiyah Sha'asiso Lo Kolanisim Alalu, Lo Amar Shira Lefanecha, he didn't say Shira, Taseo Mashiach, Lakach Nistatem, he lost the chance to have Mashiach come in that generation was taken away. So that is the potential that existed that Yeshayahu HaNavi was now prophesizing about. The second half of this parak, though, the Radak says it is totally not clear what this second half of the parak is talking about. Maybe he's talking about the Churban Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Maybe he's talking about Churban Bayesheni. Maybe he's talking about just the Churban of Eretz Yisrael. Right? All different opinions. The Radak says at least three. The last part of the parak. Nashim Sha'ana Nos Pasuk Tes. Komna Shemana Bakoli. You women that are living and relaxing, stand up, raise your voice. Maybe this doesn't literally mean women. Rashi quotes, and based on the Targum, that this might mean cities. The cities, the city of Eretz Yisrael, now that you're following the Torah, but they weren't perfect, right? And there were some problems even there, and it was going to fall very quickly. Stand up, because you have to realize it's not going to last, unless you're true. Benos botchos ha'azeneim rasi, listen, yamim malshana tergazna botchos. You still start angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kala batzir osef b'liyavo, because you think you have so much. Chirdu shananos regaza botchos. Be scared and start trembling. Pshota va'ora v'chagora al-chalatzayim. You're going to have to run. You're going to have to lose your clothing. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to be downtrodden from the other nations. And after they rip off all the good things that you have and your fancy clothes, al-shadayim softim. You will mourn, banging on your breasts. Al-stechemed. Al-gevenpariyah, on the beautiful fields and the orchards that were lost. Al-admas ami, on the lands of my nation. Coach Shamir Taleb, now there are just thorns and nothing positive for us to remember. Rashi quotes possibly Al Shadayim. When the Pasuk here says Shadayim, it doesn't literally mean just Shadayim breasts, but it means those who nourish and give nourishment to Klal Yisrael, which are the Sanhedrin. They are called in the Medrash Al Chachmi Sanhedrin Shem Kishadayim Hameinikim Yisbedu. They give off milk, right? And that's the, like the Gemara says in Psachim. And the Gemara in Psachim tells us that Rabbi Akiva, when he was in jail, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is asking, please teach me Torah, and Rabbi Akiva says, I can't. I'm going to die, and I'm going to get even more trouble. So he says, no, what am I going to do without Torah? Says Rabbi Akiva, you think I don't want to teach you Torah? Yoser mimasha ha'egel rotzeh linak, para rotzeh lahanik. The para, the cow just wants to give off milk. And Rabbi Akiva says, I want to. That's the same idea here, that the Shaddaim are called the Rabbanan. The beautiful Hosafa, the Meshech Chachma, discusses in Parsha Zos HaBracha. He has a long piece there discussing why Moshe Rabbeinu was not given a hesped. Right? It says by the earlier, for example, by Sarei Menu, Lifkos, Lispolis, Rav Lifkosa. What's the difference he talks about in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Ches between hesped and bechi? As many say, bechi, he says, crying is just an emotional reaction, and it can be just on a baby that's one day old. That can be bechi, even on a baby that was never born. Hesped is not that. Hesped is in what he calls his orubus midarki hames umidosav upulosav lezulaso. What? How the mace, the niftar affected the world, and what we can learn from that? Vizer shamar mispeid al shaddai, and that's why when we talk about hesped, banking on our chest by a hesped, and he quotes the pasuk here in Yeshayo, al shaddaim softim hesped. Why is that? Alam mashpia luzulaso kamo ashed shemeiniku mashpia lahaben. We talk about the hashpa'a that the niftar or that the beis hamigdash had, the influence, just like a shade gives influence and nourishment to a child. Kamo shamru shnei shadayach zemoshe va'aharon ki lo hashpia luzulaso. And that's the difference between a shade and a... That's the difference between a hesped and bechi. And that's what he discusses, why you have to be so careful when one gives a hesped. You can't say too much, you can't say too little, but only someone who knows the person very well from all his life. And that's what he even says is mitzveduya, that the Mitzriim gave him a hesped, but the Canaanim gave him a hesped gadol. The psukim described in Vayechi, because the Canaanim knew him for many more years, not just the last 17 years of his life. But that's the... That's what's alluded to here. Al Shaddayim Softim. Al Stechemed, they cried about all the good things. Stechemed here, as we know, is one of the famous Svarim of the 1800s, the encyclopedic work that Rav Chizkiyahu Medini wrote. If you look in his Akdama to the 9-volume Stechemed, he writes why he names his Sefer Stechemed. So out of the 4 reasons, the last 3 are all gematrias and deep gematrias, including numbers and kolels. But the first one is that he was born in Yerushalayim. So he wants to be Merames, his birthplace. But Yerushalayim is called the Sadeh. The Sadeh, the beautiful, delicious Sadeh, Stechemed. So then that's Yerushalayim. And he says that's also, Chemed is Rashi Tevos, Chizkiyahu Medini, which is his name. So that's here. This Pasuk in Yeshayo is the source for that sefer. Let's continue. So please cry about all the wonderful cities that are going to be lost. Ki Armon Pasuk Yudalat, Armon Utash, Hamon Ir Uzav. All the cities and the strong places are going to be ransacked. Ad Olam Misos Praim. It'll be a place of rejoicing for Praim. Who are Praim? Rashi says Yishmael Pere Adam. Right. That's where they're going to rejoice. Mir'e Adarim. Right. It's a place where animals are just going to gather, graze. Ad Pasuk Tesvav. Until when is this going to continue till? Yeirah aleinu ruach mimarom. There will come a time where Hashem will empty out His ruach on us. V'haya midbar laKarmel, v'aKarmel ayar yichashev. After the Churban, there'll be a time that will come back, and all of the desert will become blossoming, and everything will be growing. And v'haya masat stakash shalom, and there'll be a righteousness and peace and all good things. Right? This pasuk, though, these last few pasukim about stock are quoted in various contexts. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim quotes this pasuk that you can never have anything bad happen to you from giving tzedakah. Ula olam adam ma'ani min tzedakah. Vein davar ra. V'lo hezek niklal b'kshvil tzedakah. Shenemar v'haya ma'aseh tzedakah shalom. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, this pasuk teaches us that you can never have anything negative that comes out of it. Also, ma'aseh hatzdaka, if you flip around the nekudos a little bit, you can read it as me'aseh, the Gemara in Brachas, Bavasar Daftes, Darshins, Gadol ma'aseh, Yosef and Oseh. If I cause somebody to do a mitzvah, that's even greater than the person doing the mitzvah himself. Right? You learn it from this pasuk, ma'aseh hatzdaka shalom. Because if I cause him to do a mitzvah, then I'm getting his mitzvah, and I'm getting the schus of having somebody else do a mitzvah, so I get like both. The Chachmas Adam Mechai Yadman in the Sefer on Yerodea writes, he quotes this in Ilchas Taka in Klal Kuf Mem Dalin, and he says, Shahari Beis Mitzvahs Biyado, if you're Ma'asa someone to give Staka, Echa Shezika Es Ha'ani, B'mashinosin Lo Lahachyos, V'od Mitzvah Beis, Shezika Es Chaver, Lasos Mitzvah. I helped out two people. Not just if I give Staka, I helped out one person. If I get somebody else to give Staka, I helped out two people, the giver and the receiver. And that's what you learn after in this pasuk. Vaya Maisa at Staka, Shalom. Vavodas at Staka, Ashkedu Vetach Adolam. And that's what's going to be in the future when we come back. The last two psukim are difficult to know exactly what the psukim are driving at, but according to some of Farshim, it continues, Uvarad Beredas Hayar Uvashifla Tishbalair. Right? So when the bara, the hail comes down, it will go down in the forest and water the forest. Continuing, at least according to one shot, continuing the good state when we come back, and in the Shifla, the city will go all the way down the mountain. We're going to fill up all the areas that aren't populated yet. Ashreichem zari al kol mayim. Praised are you that seed on all mayim. What does that mean? There's going to be so much water and so much plenty. All we're going to have to do is to open up our fields. Mishalchi regal shor b'chamar. We'll let our animals graze freely because there'll be so much plenty in the times when we all come back. There is, just to end with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, there are a couple of chazals on this last pasuk, just to mention one. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Daf Hey says, La'olam yasim adam atzmo al divrei Torah, kishor la'ol ukechamor l'masui. We have to try to put ourselves in Torah like an ox and a donkey, based on this pasuk. Meshalchi regel, hashor v'achamor. What's an ox and a donkey? Rav Schwab says, an ox is someone who takes the load and has a lot of responsibility, and he plows and he grazes. That's the ol of Torah. Chamar is the schlepper, and it's more back-breaking. And he says, that all is the all of Yisurin. He says, every Jew has the all of Torah and all of Yisurin. There's nobody that doesn't have a pekel, his own pekel with the various issues, says Rav Schwab. And he says, that is what we have to be like. A donkey doesn't complain about it, a donkey just goes. The other burden is all Yisurin, suffering, trials, tribulations in our lives. This can be physical, spiritual, emotional, or economic. When one is faced with adversity, be a chamor l'masui. As a donkey, a beast of burden who doesn't complain or attempt to throw his load off. A person should carry his pekel without complaints and immediately make peace with it, accepting it as God's will, though often it is, or sometimes it is very difficult to do this. But either way, this is Perek Lamed Beis, Sefer Yeshayahu again. First half about the Chizkiyahu, and the second half about some other time after that. But eventually, even if that those tragedies occur, we will come back and Hashem will bring us back home.